The Gemara Masechet Menachos, Daf Dalam and Aleph, in attempting to differentiate between kabbonis which are here to serve as mechaprim, kabbonis which are here to serve as kapara for somebody who did an aveira, versus kabbonis that are here as machshirim to allow something now to become permitted. The Gemara quotes the halacha in the Mishnah Masechet Kinim regarding a yoledes. We know a yoledes, when she finishes the Yimei Tahara after 40 days by the birth of a boy, 80 days by the birth of a girl, has to bring two kabbonis. If she is able to, she brings a keves la'oila and a bird for a chatas. And if she doesn't have that financial ability, she brings two birds, one for oila and one for a chatas. Teaches us the Mishnah. Heisha shevi'a chatasa. She already brought her korban chatas. V'meisa. And she passes away. Is the halacha? The Yashim bring the oilam. And in understanding this Gemara, in this Gemara, although typically when we speak about a Karban Chatos, we know a Karban Chatos is a Mechaper. In this Gemara, the Karban Chatos is the Machsher. Until she brings the Kabbonis, she may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, she may not eat Kachim. Only after she brings the Karban Chatos does that become permitted. The oila is the mechaper. So again, the Mishnah teaches us that if she brought a chatos while she was alive, but never brought her oila should be brought by her children. But if she brought her Karban oila before she passed away, la yavi yarshim chatosa, the yarshim can't bring the Karban Chatos. And there are two reasons offered by the Rishonim. One is we know that a chatos shemesa baleha, a chatos that owner passed away, lamisa azla, is left to be die. Or another reason is because the halacha is that the chatos, as we said a moment ago, is here to serve as a machshir, but people who are no longer alive obviously don't need a machsha. So we see from here that the oila that she was obligated to bring is brought by her children. And as the Pnei Yeshua explains, that the reason this is especially a chiddush by carbon oila of Yeledis is because, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, if someone designated a Karban Oila, and before they could actually bring the Karban Oila, they passed away, so certainly the Yarshim should bring the Karban Oila, because whatever Kapara the Oila affords to that parent who passed away, Mikufya, we learned in the sugya there, Masechet Zvachim, it will work on the Yarshim as well. But, says the Pnei Yeshua, we would think that that doesn't apply by the oila of a yeledes. Since the oila of a yeledes comes because she had a child and her Yarshim did not have a child, so maybe the svara that we learned in Masechet Zvachim of Mekufya ought not to apply, and therefore here the Yarshim don't bring the Karban Oila. Teaches us the Gemara here, tells us the Pnei Yeshua, that not only do Yarshim bring a Karban Oila designated by their parent, but even a Oilus Yeledes that was designated by the parent can and may and should be brought by the Yarshim. So this discussion, this question that we're learning now, that can the Yarshim bring the oila of a parent, opens up a very important conversation. And that is, if a parent pledged tzedakah and then they passed away, do the children have the obligation to give that? Do the children have the obligation to fulfill that pledge, that obligation that was taken on by the parent? So the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Ayin says, "Lefi shemetzinu shemnoda lahavi oila," that if somebody obligated themselves to bring carbon oil, as we just discussed, "haven mevio la'achem isasol," if the parent passes away, his son should bring that carbon oil. "Ulefi shekol mashetzinu metzinu ba'oila metzinu b'tzedakah," so says the Sefer Chassidim, this Gemara that we're learning now serves as a makar to teach us that a child should fulfill the pledge of a parent that he wasn't able to fulfill before he passed away. Certainly, the Paiskim point out that in a situation where somebody designated a specific item for tzedakah, so now we have much more of an obligation, because there's a specific item that became hegdish, and certainly under those circumstances, the children have an obligation to fulfill their parents' obligation to give that item for tzedakah. Or, for example, let's say a parent wrote a check for tzedakah and that check was not cashed before the parent passed away. Certainly, that tzedakah, that check must be honored by the Yarshim. The question that comes up is in a situation where there was only a pledge made and then the parent died. Are the children mechuyev to fulfill that pledge? The Beis Yosef in the Afkas Rochel, Shailos HaTshuvos Simen Pei Gimel, says that the children are certainly obligated to fulfill that obligation. The Ramah, however, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Ramah Simen Memches, disagrees. He says the way to look at a neder is that it's a personal obligation, that a person made a neder, and now he has an obligation to fulfill that neder. But now that this person passed away, so he doesn't have that obligation anymore to fulfill the neder. So, as we know, Kivin Shemes Odom Nasa Chofshi Min HaMitzvahs, and therefore, the children also need not fulfill that neder, that we should say that they should be obligated to fulfill that pledge. And he brings an interesting comparison. He says, the Rivash says that we know throughout Shas, that Halacha is, Ein Adam Makna Dovah Shelo B'Loilam. You can't make a kinyan on an item that does not yet exist. And that's the Halacha, as is Gepaskind in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Tes Sif Dalad. However, even though ain't other makna that you can't sell something that's loy bala oilam, says the halacha that you have to fulfill your obligation when that item does come loilam. Says the Rivash that only applies to the person who sold the item, which is loy bala oilam. So even though the kinyan wasn't chal, if he's still here when it does come to existence, he should fulfill his obligation. But that rule does not apply to that individual's yarshim. Similarly, the pledge is a pledge that the person who made the pledge must fulfill, not his yarshim. The tzais in Siman Reis Tzadik, Sif Katan Gimel, in explaining the opinion of the Beis Yosef, says since there's a concept, as is taught in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel, the concept of Shibuda, that a person could undertake an obligation on his financial obligation. So he says that a neder for tzedakah, besides that there's the neder that one is obligated to fulfill, also carries with it a shibud hanechasim. And since it carries with it a shibud hanechasim, that shibud hanechasim is a shibud on the assets of the father, which carry on to the yarshim. Even, obviously, the Ramah's opinion and the Shalos HaTshuvos Ramah is that there is no shibud nechasim when somebody just makes a neder. He says the Tzais, by nidrei tzedakah, since we know, and we'll speak about it more in the next year, nidrei tzedakah come with their own special rules. And one of the individual special rules that apply by nidrei tzedakah is that as soon as the neder is made, there is an obligation. And therefore, because of that, maybe that obligation, everybody would agree, carries on to the children. So accordingly, certainly according to the Beis Yosef, if a parent took on a tzedakah obligation, which he was not able to fulfill before he passed away, that obligation carries on to the children. But it's very possible that even the Ramah would agree that that would be the halacha by nidrei tzedakah.